Today on A Moment of Science, biologists confirm that Venus flytraps can count. When you think of a Venus flytrap, a cartoon plant monster may come to mind. This much is true. The Venus flytrap is a carnivorous plant. As a species, it evolved to survive in nutrient-deficient environments by trapping and digesting insects and arachnids to obtain sufficient levels of nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus. But when a creature lands inside the flytrap's jaws, how does it know to clamp down on its dinner? According to experiments undertaken by biologists in Germany, counting is the key. While plants don't have a nervous system the way that animals do, they don't think or remember, they can certainly sense and respond to stimuli in complex ways. The Venus flytrap's leaves have trigger hairs that, when touched, transmit an electrochemical signal. Scientists found that the trap would close only when its hairs were triggered twice or more within 20 seconds. If the hairs were triggered twice with a delay longer than 20 seconds, the trap wouldn't shut. Interestingly, the flytrap's counting isn't over once it traps an insect. It requires at least two more signals, presumably as the insect struggles, in order to confirm the catch is food and start releasing digestive enzymes. Biologists noted that the more the trigger hairs were activated, the more digestive enzymes the flytrap produced to dissolve its prey. Counting allows the Venus flytrap to use energy more efficiently by helping it avoid closing its trap for a false alarm. It also avoids wasting digestive enzymes, a strategy that makes sense for a plant that evolved to supplement its diet. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.